Every moment in my life is a precious instant. Every moment in my life is a precious instant. Every moment of my life is so important and so wonderful and so exciting that I do not want to waste one instant. I do not want to waste one instant in thinking thoughts that are not beneficial to me. If I start out with the premise, all is in divine order, and then I live my life, all is in divine order, every single moment that I live, every single attitude that I have will be based upon divine order, will be based upon doing that which is for my highest and best. Now, as I live in divine order, as I make every moment of my life the precious, most precious instant, and I live it as all is in divine order, then I begin to find out just really how intent I am on the awareness that all is in divine order. Should I ever worry about anything? Should I ever be concerned about any problems that come up? It's not in divine order. I'm not putting things into the proper focus, and I'm not getting the right results. If I worry about my body, and I say, my body is sick, my body has problems, my body is not too nice, then I keep building that thought in my world. I keep building that thought in my experience. I keep building on that thought. Now, whether my body outpictures perfection or not is unimportant. Whether I think every moment of my life that I have the most wonderful body in the world, it is ideal, it is fantastic, it is glorious, it is good, it is wonderful in every way, then what I'm doing, I'm taking divine order and establishing it in my life. I'm taking divine order and establishing it in my experiences. I'm taking divine order and making it the only thing that is important for me. We can have all sorts of things come to our attention. How often do we hear about an illness in another, and we feel that we have had a pain that they have had, and perhaps we will have that illness too? Have you ever thought another person has lots of money, and how wonderful it is that they're wealthy and rich, and then you think to yourself, I am wealthy and rich, and you think to yourself, yes, I have those same circumstances of being wealthy and rich. I'm a super-duper guy. And then when I start saying those things, when I start acting that way, then I sort of create that lovingly, positively, joyfully, wonderfully in my every instant, in my every experience, in my every moment. Just because we can say bad things and have them be brought forth in our world doesn't mean that we can't also say good things and have it be brought forth in our world. And if we do say good things and have it be brought forth in our world, then we are starting to live our life the way it's designed to be lived. For we are thought. We are every thought we think, good or bad. And if we give attention to a bad thought, if we give attention to a thought that is not very harmonious for us, then what are we doing? We are giving that thought power to be existent in our life. We're giving that thought power to take over our existence, take over our area. If you tell a lie long enough and strong enough, you'll believe it. And if you tell the truth long enough and strong enough, you'll believe it. And what is the truth about you? What is the truth about me? The truth is that I am whole and perfect. The truth is that I am divine. The truth is that all is wonderful in this world, and everybody in this world is a beautiful person. Everybody in this world is a wonderful person. Everybody in this world is an ideal person. And when I say that, I give power to that condition. And of course, that's the condition I want. Every moment of my life is a precious instant, and I take that precious instant and give it power. I take that precious instant and give it attention. I take that precious instant and speak my word of truth and know who and what I am. I am divine order right now. I am divine order right now. I am divine order right now. Do I have the fortitude? Do I have the ability to go contrary to what appearances may be? Just because a child doesn't know how to do things doesn't mean that later in his life he will become quite proficient in doing those things. Just because we are learning to do something doesn't mean that one day we will be quite capable of doing that and we'll do it well. How many times that they say, what level, what year of piano are you in? Are you in your first year? Are you fifth year or what year? And then you go on YouTube. And you go on YouTube and you see this 7-year-old boy from Hungary who is leading and directing an entire junior orchestra and leading them in great momentous pieces by Mozart and others. And you see little boy of 3 years old on the YouTube. And what is he doing? He's playing the violin and playing it wonderfully, masterfully. And very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Now, the 7-year-old who directed the high school groups in their musical programs, he took 1 week to learn, and doing other things, of course, too, to learn the pieces that he was directing. 1 week. Now, a master conductor takes a lifetime, you might say, takes many years to perfect his ability in performing the various things. And, of course, once he perfects them, then the rest becomes easier and easier. Well, this little boy has only had 7 years of living his life. And I'm sure that you would recognize that he didn't spend more than 2 or 3 of those years working on directing, learning how to direct. And yet many little children, they get in front of the television and they wave their arms around directing the orchestra and the music that they hear and dancing and doing all these things. We are uninhibited in our youth. We are uninhibited and we can do marvelous, wonderful things, and we do marvelous, wonderful things. But do we pay attention to it? Do we realize that we're doing it? Do we make every moment of my life into a precious instant? Do I take every moment of my life and make it into the goal that I have for myself of being perfect, being good, being successful, being fantastic? Do I do that? Do you do that? We can. It's not that we don't know how. It's not that we don't want to do it. It's just that we have never applied ourselves uninhibitedly doing whatever it is that makes us very happy. And knowing that every moment of my life is a precious instant. And it's an instant that I give my heart to, my life to, my world to. It's an instant that I give all of my thought to. It's fantastic. We get inspired from many different sources. The other day, Herbert Marti wrote us a note, an email, and he sent along this YouTube that of this little boy directing the orchestra. And then other days, Rhonda Joyce in Las Vegas, she sends us things. And various other people send us things. They send us leads to YouTube stories and articles and music and pictures. And Charlie Meyer is always sending us some wonderful, fantastic stuff. And Eddie Meyer down in Kenya, he's sending us things that are fantastic. We have magic coming into our life every single moment. And every single moment, we can delight in it and be proud in it and be excited about it. We don't know where it's going to come from, but we do know if it's good, we pounce on it and delight in it and enjoy it to its fullest. And if it's something that does not fit into our divine program, into our divine order program, we just release it. No comment about it, just release it and let it go and get on with the wonderful things that are standing before us. This is your choice, this is my choice, this is our choice. Every moment of my life is a precious instant. And I'm aware that it is a precious instant and it is fantastic right now. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. You are a precious instant in my life right now. I love you.